The Broward County Sheriff's Office yesterday released some audio of the 911 calls received during the Parkland school shooting. 10 calls were made public. They came from students hiding in classrooms and parents who were getting calls and text messages from their kids. The Sheriff's Office 911 Center received 81 calls in total. And according to the agency's official Twitter page, a judge is expected to rule on publicly releasing video surveillance from outside the school shooting. And the Broward Sheriff's Office has set up its own fact-checking site in the wake of the shooting. WLRN's Alexander Gonzalez has more.
The Sheriff's Office is trying to set the record straight on developments after the Parkland school shooting. The site provides a rundown of major announcements from the agency since the Valentine's Day shooting. The list includes the last time deputies trained for an active shooter scenario and whether countless warning signs were missed. The site also shows that deputies formed a perimeter around the building after the gunfire stopped. Visit WLRN.org for more details. I'm Alexander Gonzalez in Miami.
Governor Rick Scott will meet today with the families of victims of the Parkland shooting before making a final decision on the gun safety bill. The Florida House passed the measure Wednesday. Scott said what parents have to say is crucial.
I'm going to review the bill line by line. And the group that I'm going to be talking to, the group that I care the most about right now because it impacted them so much, is the families.
Democratic Congressman Jared Moskowitz, a graduate of Stoneman Douglas High School, says the advocacy of parents and the timing of the shooting are the reasons the bill passed.
Because we were in session, and being in session and an election year, those two forces combined, something had to happen.
The legislation would raise the age from 18 to 21 for the purchasing of rifles. The measure would also allow specially trained teachers and staff members to bring guns to schools. Other provisions would create new mental health programs for schools and establish an anonymous tip line where students and others could report threats to schools. This is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.